Blog Talk Radio.
Yep. Shall we get it? I'ma get it. Shall we get it?
Double drop the swiggity smack some wicked. The boogity woogity
Brooklyn boys about to get a hit stick. My waist bone's connected to my hip bone. My hip bone's connected to my thigh bone. My thigh bone's connected to my knee bone. My knee bone's connected to my party. Ha ha ha. Sensitivity jabber, Georgia jabber, not your funny bone. I'm skip the Ovaltine, I'd rather have my honeycomb. Or preferably the death of me, like spiggity smoke the blood. So dun 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 dun.
They wanna pack.
Come live the fact.
They wanna pack.
Come live the fact.
They wanna pack.
Well, I'll be darned. Timber be timber, Joe. Head for the hills. I pick the weeping willow and a daffodil. So back up, rocko. I'll pulverize my gut. This little piggy gets busy and stuff. A reason, a virgin, heaven's a virgin. Honky tonk, I get swept. I caught a snuffle up against a smoke. The boogaloo flip. I got the nook, the cran, the nitty gritty. 40 dose of all aboard. Cast away. Hey, where's my boogaloo? Ooh, I'm steaming. Agony. Why is everybody always picking on me?
They call me what's insane. And that's my game.
And I can tell you the same, since I'm the bone of vegetarian, huh? Sick of my free, so
no pork sausages, mom. Please, they blitz suits to breeze, twiddly D suits to sleep. Crazy Daisy shot the sheriff, yep, and I shot the gift. And that's pretty sneaky, this oh, yo. I got my socks off, my rocks off, my lessons go for Coco. Holly, hobby, try to zombie, try to rob me, silly son. Sticking it, dun, 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 dun.
They wanna pack.
Yo, 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 this is Cuzzo calling from out of Brooklyn, Brownsville section. Every time I'm in a DMV, I'm repping with my girl Lush.
I'm Holly Hood. Arrogant, don't I look good? Marilyn Monroe. I'm a dope model, drop dead, coke bottle, love pink, red bombshell, Luke's on my bottom, red long hair, sex simple, she be on Jimmy Kimmel, body chain my name, Prince simple, in the club, with the D-boy, E-class, P-boy, do a suicide, A-O-D, I'm a knockout, K-O-D, baby on the shit, totally stop, dude, and I don't see him, come and show, stop, pretty girl rock, call it Carrie Hilton, pretty girl rock, call it Carrie Hilton, Fountain Blue, we don't do the heels in, pretty girl Brie, get your more bazillion, I'm Holly Hood, arrogant, don't I look good, Marilyn Monroe, Marilyn Monroe, Diva, take your pick, such a queen, check a bow, a lipstick, Marilyn Monroe. Oh, I'm going blonde, I think I'm Marilyn, so I bought my Marilyn, sexy me, friend request, keep blowing up, paparazzi snap it while my dress keep blowing up, shake my jelly, French man and petty, taking man into the game, looking great in panic, had a 20, since I was 13, now I'm 20, got them boys all thirsty, where you cook, hold it up. It's toast to the bread that they throwing up. He say I'm the greatest of all time. He say I'm the finest of all fine. Got male groupies who say she all mine. Got male groupies who say she all mine. These ain't your steppies, that's what I call blind. You getting more paper than me, that's what I call line. I'm Holly Hood. Arrogant, don't I look good? Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe. Monroe, money fast, but she shoot the ass slow. She white girl with it, get the cash flow.
She white girl with it, get the cash flow.
But I be the best dressed when we get to the club. Black shades on my eyes, you can't even see her. Now you see me on your iPad, holding Brie up. Why you showing all your homies like, damn, you see her? I'm Holly Hood. Arrogant, don't I look good? Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Diva, take a pig, such a queen, check a bow and lipstick, Marilyn Monroe, Marilyn Monroe, oh.
Yo, 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 this is Cuzzo calling from out of Brooklyn, Brownsville section. Every time I'm in a DMV, I'm repping with my girl, Lush.
Yo, you heard that. That was Marilyn Monroe with your girl, Brianna. And you already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. And we in here, and it's turned up. We're going to have Lil' Kim's artist, Tiffany Fox, live in the building, rocking with us tonight. Also, big shout-out to all those that's going to Busy B's official celebrity birthday party. It's going to be Sugar Hill Gang special led. Also, big shout-out to Boo CEO of Hood Punishes DVD out in Baltimore. So we're going to be live in the building in Baltimore. There's so many things going on this week. You got Chris Brown. You got your man August, the R&B singer, coming out this week. Also, you got 2 Chainz hosting Park this week. It's a lot of things going on, so I'm going to have extra tickets. When to go in there early at Park, so it's going to be crazy. Also, on top of that, big shout-out to Ashley A.J. Johnson, one half of the After Party Show, who won a ticket to be at Busy B's official birthday bash. Also, big shout-out to Soleil, Genuine's wife. We're going to be in the building doing some photo stuff, covering some media for her. Also, big shout-out to the cancer awareness event that happened in New York. Shout-out to Quan Lee for covering that event for us. And another thing, big shout out to Miss Tony, Black China's mother, also who is Tiger's baby mother. Big shout out to her. We were able to cover her event. So it's gone, you know, and this is it's crazy. So call into the show at 347-826-7722. We live in the building, Lush Radio Online, man. And we going in, man. Stay locked, 347-826-7722. In a few minutes, you'll be talking to Tiffany Fox live in the building on Lush Radio Online. But you know what I'm about to do right now? Hollow Pop Molly and Rock Time 4. You already know. Let's go.
Clap for a nigga with his rapping ass.
Clapping ass.
Lower stack for your niggas with your trapping ass.
Let's go.
Clap for a nigga with his rapping ass. Blow a stack for your niggas with your trapping ass. Time for. Time for. Time for. Coming up, coming down. Ride clean, fix your hair in my crown. Bad bitch, H-Town. Keep it real, y'all know y'all can fuck around. Paris, where we been, part my Parisian. It's whole time and no time, it's fuck all y'all season. Piss Bordeaux and Burgundies, flush out a Riesling. When hoes out, them hoes out, y'all put y'all weeds in. And clap for a nigga with his rapping ass. Blow a stack for your niggas with your trapping ass. Spent all my euros on tuxes and weird clothes. I party with weirdos. Yeah ho, yeah ho. Don't pop Molly, I rock Concord. International, bring back the Concord. Numbers don't lie, check the scoreboard. Time for. Time for. Yeah, hands down, got the best flow. Sound, I'm so special. Soundboy Berrio, this my Wayne Perry flow. Don't know nothing about Wayne Perry though. District of Columbia, guns on your tumblers. Fuck hashtags and retweets, nigga. 140 characters in these streets, nigga. Pardon my laughing, y'all only flagging on beats, nigga. Pardon my laughing, I happen to think you sweet. International, bring back the Concord. Numbers don't lie, check the scoreboard. Time for. Time for. Coming up, coming down.
tell your ass the truth. Swag on them even when you're drag.
It's your boy, Special Ed. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yo, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building. You already heard Blur Lines right there. And we live in the building. Don't forget, tonight, we're going to have the sexy, talented, the one and only Tiffany Fox live in the building, Lil' Kim's artist. And she's going to be talking to us about what's new and what's going on with her sexy self. So we're going to go to the phone lines and see what's good. Poppin'.
Okay, we're waiting on Tiffany Fox to get on the line right now. Let's, this is her public gift. Okay, Tiffany's on the line. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on, hello, Tiffany?
How are you?
I'm all right, man. It's digging in the scene on the Gangsta Link, a woo-hoo.
This is going to be fun. I already see. What's going on?
Ain't nothing much, man. What's going on with you, Tiffany? It's an honor and a pleasure to have you live on the show. I know you busy. It's kind of getting hectic right now, you know, doing interviews all over the place,
oh,
man.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I am. It's definitely been a journey, and I'm excited about it. And it's really been crazy since the Cypher, so I'm excited about it.
Definitely. Let's go straight to the point. Let's go straight to the Cypher part, right? Now, I was watching the BET Awards, right, and they were showing, like, all the new faces and stuff on the BET Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you ever imagine that you were going to be live on the BET Awards with one of hip-hop's idols, Lil' Kim?
Never. I just was saying this to somebody else, girl. I was just like, you know, it takes so much to excite me. I'm a Sagittarius, so... You know, I've seen a lot. I'm used to, you know, being around things that would excite the next person. But for me, I'm like, you know, but that was like, what? Right before I rhymed, I was like, wait a minute. I'm here at the BET Cypher with Lil' Kim. Like, is this really how I pinch myself? Because it's really happening. So I am definitely excited about it. And I'm just... the product of working hard, believing in myself, and keeping God first. So, yes, it was ordained.
Definitely. And it's a big blessing because, you know, that's one of my favorite female artists, Lil' Kim, man, you know.
Me too,
so,
yeah.
So how was the working relationship with you and Queen B, and how did that whole, you know, cohesion, that whole, how did that get forged together right there, you and Lil' Kim?
Oh, my God. I felt like I've known Kim all my life, okay? Ever since hardcore, I felt like she was a part of the family. She didn't know it, but I felt like she was, you know. So years ago.
You already claimed it.
Yeah. I claimed it. I had already. You know, I've been knowing Kim for years, you know. But I formally met her about 5 years ago, and she was looking for a studio in St. Louis, and I set everything up. And it was just to meet her, just to lay eyes on her, just to grace her presence. But it has turned into she's my big sister. We friends. We laugh, joke, fight, you know, get back cool. We're just like sisters for real. And she's so sweet that I forget that she's Kim. So when I really... Hello,
yeah.
I'm sorry, we just hung her off the line. Hold on 1 second.
Hello?
She's back.
Oh, Tiffany.
Hold on 1 second. We're getting her back on. Sorry, we had technical difficulties on our end.
Okay.
Who's on the line?
Hello?
Hello, Tiffany?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. You back there with me? Okay. All
right. Yeah, I'm here.
They said y'all was having technical difficulties over there.
I guess so.
Well, I guess things happen, but... So you guys are like big sisters, the big, you know, she's like your big sister and everything. What are some of the things that you've learned learned from her, being around her, and going forward into this music industry?
Basically staying focused, having thick skin, being a perfectionist. That's something that she really prides herself in. I'll be like, oh, my God, Kim, again. She'd be, yes, again, you know, until she gets it right. And I just respect that about her. I respect that she's definitely been in the game for a long time, and she's still way past relevant. You know what I'm saying? She is who she is, and just her brand alone has definitely helped me get to different opportunities that even money wouldn't be able to help me do. You know what I'm saying? So it's just been nothing but a blessing. She's been nothing but, you know, a friend to me, a mentor, and it's just been, it's been fun. It's definitely been a ride.
Yeah, because when I was watching the BET Awards, I was like, I was shocked because they brought her out as a surprise guest. I was like, I didn't even know that Kim had brought, she had an artist on, bringing the artist up. I was like, that's a serious post right there now. From Kim, that's a serious post. So I was like, so
it's a lot of pressure.
The game is crazy right now with the females. It's been dying out. Nikki is slowly dying out. The whole, you know what I'm saying? Essence of the females been dying out. So now, you know, it's the newcomers, the new age of the female right now to step in the booth and do their thing. What separates you?
Right.
What does Tiffany Fox bring to the game?
Raw, uncut, unapologetic flow. Like, you know, I'm not being told what to do, what to pick, what audience to go towards. I'm just going to be who I am, and I'm going to talk about things that are definitely need to be touched on. And these girls do need somebody to look up to, in a sense. I'm not necessarily a role model because I make mistakes just like everybody else, but I'm just tired of us females not being able to work together or being catty or settling for this disrespect with these men and love and not paying their bills. They don't pay bills. Love don't pay bills. It don't get you through school. It don't get you to the next opportunity. So it's things that I touch on and talk about on how to carry yourself and how to move where they're still like, you know what, Tiffany may be male bashing in a sense. And at this point, I don't care. However they feel about it, it is what it is, because I always say in this business, if you're not the hoe, you're going to be the bitch. And I don't mind being the bitch, you know, because I'm about my business. All that other extra stuff that these guys be trying to come at me with, ain't nobody about that. Cut the check. Let's get it popping. That's the only way, you know, you're going to be productive. So I just have my own lane of keeping it real. I don't have all the bells and whistles to try to sell who I am, you know. And I think girls really need that type of voice right now. We're going to have fun. We're going to kick it. We're going to get this money. And I'm going to show you how to do that, how to stay focused, and how to, whatever your hustle is, how to stay on that and not get distracted with this BS. So, yeah, I think that's really needed in the game right now.
Definitely. And the buzz is going. You're beautiful. You're smart. And,
thank you.
You know, you got to definitely, you know, definitely a work ethic with you. You know, reading up on all this stuff. This isn't something new for you, actually, because a lot of people thought
at all. Yeah, a lot of people think that, you know, Kim brought me out, this is new. But yeah, it's been a journey, definitely a journey just to even get to grace the presence of Kim. It's been, you know, I didn't just bump into that situation because, oh, you know, that's just how it was. No. It worked for that. I've been working hard, you know, built those relationships where they did reach out to me like, okay, Kim is in town. We know you know how to accommodate. And it went from there. And then she seen my journey and seen me grow. And then that relationship happened for us to work together. So it's been a journey, you know. It's one of them things where I always believe in hard work. And if you, you know, get it quick, it's going to go away quick. Because you're not going to respect it. You're not going to appreciate it. You know, you got to be rejected. You got to stay motivated. You got to build that thick skin to understand what you can handle and how you can get through it, you know. So that's pretty much what it is.
Definitely, definitely. And Tiffany Fox, what made you come up with that name, Tiffany Fox? And I like the little logo with the fox, the little sexy fox is cute.
Thank you. Thank you. I just, you know what, my name is Tiffany. The Fox part came because the guy that I used to deal with, he would be like, you just so sneaky and you just so sly and you just so in the cut. You just move like a little fox. You know what I'm saying? You don't see you coming type thing. I was like, so I kind of ran with it, you know. And, you know, it just definitely had a ring to it and been that ever since.
Definitely, definitely. Being a woman in the industry, what are some of the adversities that you feel that you face being a woman in the industry?
Oh, my God. To this day, it's never going to stop. You know, it's a male-dominated industry. They don't want you in the game. I would think it would be more challenging dealing with the females. It's really the men, you know. They feel like foot on your neck. They don't want to help you get to the next situation. So you have to demand and earn your respect in this situation, in this game, period. And I don't mind doing that, you know, but once they see a female is about her business, they feel as though you're a threat. You know what I'm saying? So they are the issues. I'm coming up in this situation, the rejection of, no, you know, you hear no a lot. But that's in anything that you work hard for. You're going to hear no. You're going to get disappointed. You're going to get discouraged. You're going to want to quit. Right when you want to quit is when God is like, and you keep going, that's when you get your blessing. Whether it's years, months, whatever, you just never can give up. So that's been definitely one of the hardest things is to make these people take you serious, demand your respect, stay consistent, you know, in this, because you can get discouraged real fast. Following any dream, you get discouraged fast because dreams don't pay bills. Dreams, you know, don't hold you at night. Dreams aren't there when you're crying about what's going on. So it's real easy to say, forget it, you know. So that's been one of the hardest things, but I've just been so consistent. And God has, through it all, been like, I got you. And since he sees that, I am going to respect that. And I can't let up. I can't let up right when I get like, at all. At all.
The devil is a lying.
Much
a voice to have. Peg, girl.
Yes.
The devil is a lying.
Yes.
But you got
yes.
I rebuke you. I rebuke you.
In the name of Jesus. Boom.
We got one call. I'm going to try and get this over real quick and stuff because I know you got other interviews and stuff like that. But I just got a caller from the 202. Caller from the 202. You live in the building with Tiffany Fox. Where you
what
saying that
you
from?
What it do, man? What up, Lushy Lush, Tiffany Fox, man? It's your
Tom,
boy, A Fizzle, a.k.a. Mr. Turnup. I'm doing good, Tim. How you doing?
I'm good. Where you from?
Oh, well, shoot. I'm from D.C., but currently living in the A-Town, baby. You know what I'm saying? ATL, stand
okay.
up.
Okay, that's where I'm at.
Already, trust me. Hey, Lush, trust me. I already know. Tiffany, I met you one night before. You just don't remember.
Okay.
Yo, dog about. Yeah, shit. Hey, Lush, you seen Tiffany Fox Jelly Bean video? Girl,
yeah, I seen.
Let me tell you something, man. I was just waiting, Lush. I was like, hold on. I don't know if they put this in the edit or not, but I know them things had to slip up out of there. Hey.
OMG. Oh my God.
Hey.
You
know
what
it do, Lush? Hey, man, you know I had to call in and check in with you. I seen you had Tiffany Fox on, man. I had to call and listen real quick. But nah, Tiff, man, I met you at the premiere, the private screening of the New Atlanta at, the Museum Bar or something like that. But, yeah, dope chick, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Much love to you, man, you know. So, hey, Lushy Lush.
Thank you so much.
Already.
He got a show. Tiffany, he actually has a show out in Atlanta. Him and Carrie Michelle, they got an actual radio show down there in Atlanta. Definitely, that's another place.
Okay.
I got to link y'all. And I'm going to tell the publisher stuff so y'all can do, since they in your area anyway and stuff. So
hey, Lush.
Okay,
Lush, don't tell nobody else, Lush. Don't tell nobody
man,
else.
Get out of here, man.
Thank you for calling me, and thank you for following me, and thank you for your support so much. I really, really appreciate
that. No doubt.
Definitely. Tiffany, I definitely love you to death. I know it's crazy right now with all success and stuff. And that Jelly Bean video is outstanding, girl. Outstanding. You're looking beautiful up in that thing, girl.
Thank you so much, girl. We had so much fun shooting that video. Oh, my God. That was, like, one of the funnest videos to date. So thank you.
I love your style. I love the sassiness. And you're real fun. You seem like a real fun girl and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And I see nothing but blessings and for you and just continue doing. No matter what is going on, you're going to have people that's going to try you. This industry is like the devil sometimes. It'll chew you up and spit you out, but you got to have that thick skin and do your thing, girl. You're fierce, you're a woman, you're smart, and you're going to get it, girl. As long as you stay true to yourself,
you got it. Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that. And thank you for having me. Make sure your followers and everybody follow me at One Tiffany Fox on Twitter and Instagram. It's the same at One Tiffany Fox 2X. Make sure you download that yellow tape and the Gold Diggers is on that piss right now. The Gold Diggers 2 is coming out too at the end of the year, so stay tuned and follow me on Twitter to get the dates for that. So
what's the Instagram again, Tiffany? Because you was going real fast. I was like,
I gotta start slowing down, girl, because I rap fast too sometimes. So I be thinking I'm in the booth about everything, girl. Even when I pray, because you know, I want to thank you for everything. You know? And don't be like, slow down. But no, it's at One Tiffany Fox with 2 X's. My Twitter and my Instagram, it's the same, yeah.
One Tiffany Fox. Okay.
Yes, all right, number one.
Mm-hmm. I'm following. So if I'm following you and you don't follow me back, you know I'm coming for you, Tiffany. I'm going to bite you.
I got you. I'm definitely going to make sure I follow you back. Definitely.
Can we get a quick shout out? All you got to say is this is Tiffany Fox. I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online real quick.
Yeah.
You can go ahead. Go ahead, baby.
You ready?
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? This is Tiffany Fox, and I am rocking with Lush Live right here, right now. You already know what's popping. Go dig it. Yeah.
That's what it is. Okay, Tiffany. I love you to death. And you know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Love you too.
I'll follow you right now. We're going to get that Gold Diggers, and when I come down to ATL, definitely got to check you, get some little flicks and everything with you real quick. You know what I mean?
Of course. Of course. Let's make sure it happens.
Definitely. Love you to death. Keep doing what you do. I'm proud of you,
love
girl.
You too.
Keep on moving. All right, baby?
Thank you. All right.
Thank you. That's what it is. Tiffany Fox, man, live in the building with us, rocking with us, man. I definitely love that girl. She's so humble and down to earth. You know, you guys got to definitely check out the Gold Diggers mixtape, the album. Mixtape, and also check out Gold Diggers 2 that's coming out soon. Check out Jelly Bean if you haven't seen the music video, man. Definitely show it, check it out. Definitely love her. Big shout out to AJ doing his thing. We're live on Lush Radio Online, and we're going to rock out with some more music, and we're going to come right back. Lush Radio Online, man. That was your girl Tiffany Fox live in the building, man. We ain't playing no games with y'all, man. You heard Hard Rock? Let's go.
Roberto Cavalli stage. I'm living like a sultan in my palace with my riches and Buffy the body made. I had a couple issues getting that bread up. Now I'm blowing that guap fast like the money ain't a thing. New convertible ghost with dealer tag. Mama wanted the range, my sister wanted the jag. The new Richie, Richie the game. These haters always try to hate when you're doing your thing. It's all good. Cartier Phoenix, the Hue got the baddest women in the world on my lap playing with my penis. Like I'm Hugh Hefner, Playboy. When she in the mood, I'm what she used for a Playboy. Cheap, I be part of the mile high. I don't tear the roof off, nigga, I blow a sky high. Then I buy it back, like how you like me now. If you know you getting that money, then sing it with me now.
Money ain't a thing, cash rules everything. Paper rock, getting that hard rock money. Hard rock money, money, cash rules everything. Paper rock, getting that hard rock money. Hard rock money.
Be the team. mobbed up, real G's ain't playing. Street corner king, models left bossing. Money ain't the same. Step bossing, where we in the club? Gotta get my drink on. Ice so cold, gotta put the mink on. What you know about us? We get bread when the business is done. Then we get hit. I'm a pimp, I'm a bowler. Miss Jack Cowler. 32 shoes, sticking on me and Paula. Never think small, always think big. Paper rock stack money, and that's how it is.
Money ain't a thing. Cash rules everything. Paper rock, getting that hard rock money. Hard rock money. Money. Cash rules everything. Paper rock, getting that hard rock money. Hard rock money. Hard rock money.
Neck and wrist, Eskimo, gooned up, carrying them things like Plexico. Yeah, spending that hard rock money, that hard grind in the basement on the block money, that Pro 2 paper, got me living good, see me courtside at the Game Ball Play Center, sold out shows.
It's your boy, Special Ed, and when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush, on Lush Radio Online.
Yo, that was that hard rock money right there, Sister. The team right there, we live in the building.
Yeah.
And I'm back with my boy AJ in the building, aka the winner.
Hey man, I was rocking to that thing, man. Man, why y'all turn that off, man? I was rocking, man.
I'm gonna turn it back on. That's that joint that Split sent me. You know, he be sending me little joints that he do with his team and stuff. So, you know, big shout out to Split Star and everything. You know, he's definitely doing his thing since the separation from him and Buster. But, you know what I'm saying, he's doing his thing. He's always producing and making. He's got that paper rock, you know what I'm saying, making moves. AJ, as you know, guys, AJ is the winner of the Busy Bee Celebrity Birthday Bash that's going down this weekend. So... he's going to be in the building. It's going down.
This is also
Howard Homecoming weekend. So, I mean, they got Trey Songz in the building. Who else they got at Park? They got 2 Chainz. They got Chris Brown. Like, it's crazy people down here this week.
Yeah, man.
And did you see everybody got this blitz, what is it, blitz strip or something? Strips, what is it called again?
Yeah.
Blitz strip.
Yeah, Bit strip, man. You know what I mean?
Bit strip.
I be bit stripping everybody, man. Hey, I would set your ass up on bit strip. I would set you up. I find the craziest pictures. I don't know how I find them. Bit strip, they've been blowing me like shit, though, lately. So many people, y'all niggas need to undownload bit strip and let the original bit strippers get their bit strip back, because you can't even find pictures no more.
I can't find nothing. It be acting up, though. I can't even do my comics right. I be mad as I don't know.
Oh, man.
I was like, man, they didn't expect that many people to jump on. Even the kids ain't on it as hard as us adults, man. We on the bit strip.
Yeah, I'm on that bit strip, man. For real, though, look, when I first heard about it, I was hungry. I thought somebody called it bacon strip, and I was like, man, they got an app called bacon. I was like, shit. I was like, man, I'm about to go to this turkey club right now.
Speaking of bacon, I'm starting to see bacon and everything. Bacon and ice cream, bacon, everything. What's up with that, man?
Man, bacon, egg, and cheese donuts, man. It's crazy, man. The bacon is taking over, Lush. I don't know what the... Hey, look, and it'd be so crazy. You know me, I go in the grocery store. You know I'm bald-headed and I got a beard like Osama bin Laden. So people see me buying bacon, they looking at me all funny because it ain't turkey bacon. I'm like, bitch, get out of my face. Don't kill my motherfucking vibe. I love bacon. I'm sorry. Bacon is everywhere, man. It is taking over.
Oh, my God.
Niggas ain't scared
like
of the swine flu no more. Yeah, shit. You know, after those 14 people caught the swine flu, bacon was good to go. You was clear. You was good to go.
Oh, man, you are crazy as I don't know what, man. You are wild.
Man, what?
Oh, man.
Man,
you are crazy.
Let me
Let me tell everybody that's back home in Tennessee.
Did you see how
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, what's crazy is I just saw it today, and I was like, damn, I feel bad. I'm just now seeing it. You got it, man. My Instagram be going nuts. It be going, like, I feel like Paul Wall, you know what I'm saying, and Mike Jones and shit. So I saw it, and I was like, oh, Lush bitch stripped me. I was like, matter of fact, you are the first person that ever bitch stripped me in the history of bitch strippedism. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
I've been bitch stripped twice. I've been bitch stripped twice. The second one happened earlier this morning, but you sent yours first, but I just saw it today. Man, I appreciate the bitch strip, you know what I'm saying? The only thing about that, man, I'm in a little red T-shirt with no sleeve. Hell, it's cold as hell in Atlanta, shit. I'm outside right now with a damn basketball jersey on. Man, Atlanta is no longer the future summer vacation spot in October. It is cold as shit here.
Oh, my gosh. It do get a little cold out there sometimes, man. It be terrible, like, because they ain't used to winter and stuff. Oh, my God, everything shut down. If it's a little bit of snow, all everything down in Atlanta, man.
Yeah, but they cold is a little different, man. Lush, I done developed areolas and shit, and they cold. It's crazy. Like,
what you mean?
I'm just saying. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know. I mean, this is breast cancer awareness month. I don't know if I need to lift my city up and go get it. Shit.
You are
I don't
idiot.
Know.
I can't with you right now.
Oh, man. Lush, man.
I hope you're ready for Saturday, man, because it's all you can eat, all you can drink. Sugar
man,
heel.
Look, I'm ready.
Gang is gonna be there, man.
Man, hey, man, look, I'm ready to do wop, the shibba do wop, whatever. I'm trying to told you, man. Hey, look, I need to find out what the weather is like back home, cause this shit here, man, I'm coming in a 3-piece leather suit.
Oh.
It's goddamn cold.
It's starting to get a little Hulk out here. It's starting to get a little warm.
Man.
It ain't summertime no more. I'm starting to see chicks with stockings on and all that.
Yeah.
Boots is coming
man.
Out. You know, the Timbos is coming out and everything.
Man,
so.
Lush, man, congratulations. You even had Tiffany Fox on. It's a pleasure to come on after Tiffany Fox. I don't know how to follow that up. You know what I'm saying? It's the pleasure. It's all mine. like, man.
You are... Man.
let me tell you something, man. I took a picture, and I'm going to post it on Instagram. I don't know if you've seen it. I'll do it tonight.
Uh-huh.
But I stood uh-huh. next to that, man, that beautiful tall glass of water, man. And I was hashtagging fuck my life all night long. Slim, she is like 6'9" with heels on. And you know my little short ass. I felt like Kevin Hart.
She's a tall, beautiful thing, though.
Man, I'm such a freak, man. Man, Lush, I'm such a freak, man. She didn't even have to worry about getting pregnant with me. Because as soon as I come up in, I'm going to suck it right on out. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh,
that's how much
God.
I'm a freak. Don't tell nobody else. Don't tell nobody else.
She's
going to hit
herself. She's going to hit herself and be like, what the hell?
Lush,
oh
I hope you ain't
God.
Got nobody in that damn studio with you, Lush. Damn,
oh
I just thought about
God.
That.
I said, oh, my God. I said, this is what AJ. I'm putting this joint on YouTube. This is what AJ.
Oh, shit.
You
let me
crazy
go get me a
as
look.
Hell.
I got to go get me a facelift now. Change my identity. Shit. Lush about
now,
to put
she
it
pretty,
on YouTube.
When I seen her on the BET Awards, I said, dang, who is that?
Oh, man.
Oh.
Oh, man, Lush, man. Lush, if you have not seen her in person, man, I greatly, like, just advise you to, like, just when you come to Atlanta, just to, I mean, stalk her in some kind of form or fashion, find out where she's going to be at, because in person, man, and I don't really like talking about women like this. Yeah, I do. But I don't know what to say, Lush. I'm speechless, man. The child is goddamn fine. I'm rubbing my nipples right now. You should see me.
You are so disgusting.
She's cool though, man. You know what I'm saying? She came in, like I said, I met her at the premiere, not the premiere, but a invite only premiere of the new Atlanta that's on Bravo a few weeks before Ed on Bravo. Her and Jazzy Faye and a lot of other guys came through, man, and she came in and she was just real down to earth, humble, man, taking pictures with everybody, you know what I'm saying? And like I immediately knew who she was when she came. I said, "That's Tiffany Fox." And you know, I see beautiful women like that, and just people that I admire. You know, I like to get in with a picture, and you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. And it was just real simple, man. "Hey, Tiff, mind if I take a picture with you?" "Sure." And I stood next to her, and her breast was in my face because I'm only 5'6". Well, 5'6", 5'7" when I got boots on, but I had a talk with my dad today. Like I was like, "Dad, fuck you." He was like, "Fuck me." He was like, "Why fuck me?" I was like, "Because your little short ass ain't blessed me with no motherfucking height, and I can't get no tall women in my life." You know what I'm saying? So when I stood next to Tiffany, man, it was like her breast was just, my face was just parallel to her. It was just amazing, man. But nah, she real down to earth, man. Real good people, man. So yeah.
Well, that's good. That's dope. You know what I'm saying? Because she's definitely cool. You know what I'm saying? Because you know how some people, you know, they act stuff. And then for her, she's getting co-signed by Lil Kim, dog. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Come on, Queen B, man.
The Queen B.
Come on, the original Queen.
And she was bringing anybody up under her. And that's a serious co-sign right there, man.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? That's amazing. That's a good look, man. I mean, Lil' Kim, I grew up, you know what I'm saying, without telling my age, you know what I'm saying? I'm only 23. plus 11 and shit, you know what I'm saying? But nah, man. Her coming up, you know, being signed up to Lil' Kim, man, it's definitely a blessing for her, man. You know what I'm saying? And I just wish the best for her, man. So, you know, she out here in the ATL, man. I hope to, you know what I'm saying, one day follow your shoes and maybe get an interview with her, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's you know, one thing I learned about interviewing a lot of people out here, they are so, you know, open and, you know, willing, you know, to do the interviews out here opposed to, you know, a lot of cats, man, you know, especially up-and-coming cats, you know, like, you think you would want to get this exposure, but for people who already have the exposure, who really don't need it, they're willing. I mean, you know, it's real easy out here.
They're real humble in Atlanta. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
man.
Even you go to the clubs, like, when I went to, I think it's called Avalanche or something over there, by Stone Mountain or something, like, you just walk into them, they'll be chilling with you sitting at the table, like, it's nothing out there. You might go,
doubt.
You might go down to the store and they're around there, but out here, funny
style, man.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy,
I'm like,
man.
I'm like, it's crazy. I don't understand. Like, even some of the main artists that out here, I'm like, you're mad accessible. Like, why are you acting like you're really doing something? Like, you still live out here. Shut up.
you still live in Mo County, nigga. Get out of Mo County, fool. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, get out of that PG County. You over there living by the old knockdown Landover Mall. I see you, nigga. Over there hustling on FedEx Way. Scalping Redskin tickets. Boy, bye. Hey, man, look, man, Lush, I don't know how much time you got, man, but I want to break the ice on your show right now. I'm not going to get too far in depth with it, but, you know what I'm saying, it's a real good thing that I got coming up, and I feel as though I want to just talk about it a little bit. But your boy AJ, man, got some big moves going to pop here in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, real big moves that's been, you know, in negotiation since yesterday. And it's like, you know, when you sell yourself to people, to a brand, man, and they follow you and they see what you can bring to the table. You know what I'm saying? I got something real big coming up, you know what I'm saying? And when I get the news, when all the deals and the contracts are signed and everything's 100%, I want to make sure I call in on a Wednesday and break the ice on your show. Is that cool?
That's what's up, man.
And let me tell you something. Well, I'm gonna give you a little hint. What I got going on mixed real good with orange juice, baby. I'm trying to tell you. That's all I'm gonna say. That's it.
you about to be with some rock boy, nigga?
Hey, well, I gotta get 700.
You about to get a Ciroc boy, son?
Well, I gotta get 750,000 more followers before I can do all that. Let's not push the envelope, bless.
It sounds like you about to be a Ciroc boy over there, son.
Hey, man, let's not push the envelope there, lush. But no, it ain't Ciroc. But I'm gonna be. You'll see, lush. I can't tell you. I want to tell you, but I can't.
You got to me, man. And I better get my bottles, dog. I ain't playing with you.
Oh, hey, and guess what? You gonna get your bottle, because let me tell you something, man. These people on work, and I just gave it away. Man, you gonna get your bottle. Damn, Les. Yeah, it's a vodka. I ain't gonna tell you what vodka brand is right now. God damn it, you made me. I can't keep a secret.
Too
shit.
Smart.
Don't ever
I'm
tell
smart,
me.
Man.
Don't.
No,
I said it mixed well with orange juice. God damn it, shit. I gave it away all the goddamn brand. Cause I'm excited, Les. Leave me alone. Shit.
Well, I'm proud of you. You work very hard, AJ. I don't see you around. You work very hard, so you deserve everything. That's coming your way. So I'm proud of you. I can't wait until, you know what I'm saying, but we're going to pray on it, and we're going to claim it, and it's going to be yours. And I'm just going to have my bottle sitting here waiting.
Hey, I'm going to make sure you get that too, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be lovely. I ain't going to break the name of the liquor just yet. But when I do, man, I'm going to do it Wednesday night on your show, and then I'm going to do it Friday night on my show, and then I'm going to go to Funk Master Flex. Now, I don't even think he got a show no more. Let me stop.
I'm not doing this good right now.
I can't go to Funk Master Flex. But anyway. Yeah, man, so, Lash, what the hell is going on?
What you mean, what's going on, man? You know I'm on this freaking grind. If it ain't taking pictures at the club, if it ain't shooting music videos, if it ain't doing radio, if it ain't teaching our future leaders, man, I'm out here, man, trying to get this money, son, and slapping people at the same time.
Yeah, man. Hey, check out. I got a new single, man. You know, I got an album coming out, man. I'm working on it.
What the hell up, AJ?
It's not serious, for real. Not that serious. I've been told you about the album.
Lush, no serious, man.
Nah, man, for real, Lush. You gotta put this on YouTube right here. I swear before God, I got an album. I've been working on it. It's been pushed back 20 times. Bullshit you not. Yes, it's been pushed back 20 times. The name of my album is called Tight Pockets, okay? And what? Don't laugh, Lush. Lush. It's called Tight Pockets. I pushed it back 20 times, and my management team told me I got another 15 times to push it back. So look. It's coming out in the summer of 2016, but I got Lush. Come on, Lush.
No, go ahead.
So look. Where was I? So I got three singles that I'm pushing before the album come out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
The first single is called.
It's not Lay It On Me, but it's
okay.
The first single is called Running Up Out My Skinny Jeans, okay? And the second single is featuring DC's former mayor, Marion Barry. It's called That Bitch Set Me Up, right? Lush. Somebody get Lush a tissue, please. Please. The third and last single before my album come out is called Bitch, I Can't Get With You Until You Get Over Him. And that's the last, and then I'm putting my album out. Now, here's the kicker. I got an album release party. You ready? I'm doing it in D.C. and I'm doing it in Atlanta. Since I'm in Atlanta now, I'm a resident of Georgia, I'm doing one here, and I'm doing one in my hometown, D.C. DC is going to be, y'all listen up now, and everybody that's watching on YouTube, listening on YouTube, because you got to put this on YouTube, because I need the world to be there. The DC album release party is going to be at the Shrimp Boat, all right? And the doors open at 9. I got open bar at 9:15. It's free before 9:20. And after that, everybody pay $2. You can't beat that. You can't beat it.
I'm about to hang up on you.
I'm dead. Lush, I'm trying to tell you, Lush, is I got so many people. Guess, I just interviewed last Friday on my radio show T-Rome from Young Money, Cash Money, Billionaires, and I even got a yes from him that he will be a feature on my album. Isn't that some crazy shit? I can't wait.
He's going to be a feature on the album. What song he going
from,
to?
I was thinking about that earlier today. I think the name of the song is going to be called Goodbye Love. It's catchy. It's catchy.
Goodbye Love. Goodbye Love. Okay.
Yeah. It's the remix to Hello Love.
Like it could be.
Yeah. Goodbye Love. I know that this dick was real.
You know what? I'm done.
Goodbye Love. Goodbye Love. Goodbye Love. The pussy is good.
We are not
doing
AJ.
It's so wet, guess to me.
Make sure you follow AJ on Instagram.
Goodbye, love.
But you can do it's APS underscore AJ. APS.
Yeah, man. Man, follow me, man.
Follow
Instagram,
him.
Twitter, man. You know what I'm saying? If you want to hear some more of this crazy shit, man, please follow me, man. Yeah, man. Every Friday,
definitely,
ATL, man, 8 to 11.
And check out our comment on my Instagram of me and
yeah,
AJ
man.
Turned up in the club.
That good old bitch strip turned up in the club, getting our two-step on, like, out there on the dance floor looking like Ike and Tina and shit. Ain't that some shit? Oh, man. Out there looking like old motherfucking Will Smith and Jada and shit. We was getting it. We looked like we was on an episode of Footloose. We was
why
getting it.
Why didn't even know a bitch strip of yours and you had an afro on yours, man? You switched your hair up.
Nah. That couldn't have been me. The only afro I got is on my neck. It's on my beard.
You know what?
No, man.
Man. We laughed in the villain with your boy AJ. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Lush Radio Online. One Tiffany Fox, two X's on the Instagram. Follow her. Definitely a dope female. Definitely support her music and everything she got going on. Also, big shout out to Jeannie Jones that we were able to see this past week. She flew in from Cali. She has Impact Media that she's doing out in California. She got a lot of production and things going on. The Kitty of the City, you can follow her, JJ Kitty of the City, on Instagram. She saw me. She's like, yo, you look like Missy Elliott. I said, God, not again. So we met her at Tony, a.k.a. Tiger Baby Mother's mother, Black China's mother. So I was actually her media for her night, for her event that she had going on. So you'll hear more of that and see more pictures of that event. But big shout-out to Jimmy Jones and a shout-out. And we in here, Lush Radio Online. And we working, you know what I'm saying, from New York, D.C., everywhere. We in here, we moving, you know what I'm saying. Check out my man AJ. They got a dope show. AJ and Carrie are dope. They're funny, down to earth. Check them out. If you're in the Atlanta area, make sure you visit their show and check them out. Follow them on Instagram and get all the information you need. And we here. Lush Radio Online. We turned up. I'm here with Mr. Turned Up himself. And
yeah.
In the building. And I'm out here because right now all I'm seeing is blurred lines. Your girl Lushy Lush, man. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. The people's voice. Lush Radio Online, man. We out of here. Later.
Everybody get up.